Amen. Amen. Have you ever wanted to ask John Wesley a question? I have. I wonder if John would come back in and give us an opportunity to ask him one question. Would you maybe welcome him back? And Brother Wesley, would you come back? Would you come back?
Tundra has run off all the horses.
Then you've got just a minute or two.
Tundra is a pig. Yes, sir, what can I do for you? Can I borrow your horse?
You can borrow my horse.
How many hands high is your horse?
17.
That's good.
His name's Tahoe.
They must be related.
To Tundra.
Yes, what can I do for you?
I wonder.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't help but be struck when the fire went out from the candle. I think fire means something to you more than what we understand. And there's a message in the fire that we need to hear. It may just be more the candle, but somehow I think it's something deeper.
The fire. Indeed, it is deeper. Young lady, how old are you?
10.
When I was quite a bit younger than you, 5.5 years old, I lived with my mother and father and 6 sisters and a brother in a large thatch-roofed house behind the parish my father preached in. Now, my father was a very fine preacher, very outspoken. This one time, the toes he stepped on were those of a local group of heretics. From the pulpit, he spoke out against them for rejecting the forms and doctrines of the established church, the Church of England. And since they were afraid to face my father by day, they came by night to do their evil. They destroyed our crops and broke the legs of our cattle and pigs and even hamstrung our poor horses. That means they took a knife and cut the tendons of their legs just above the hooves. But that was not enough to silence my father. So the devil drove them to even attempt to set fire to the house where we all slept. It was midnight, midwinter, the 9th of February, 1709. Suddenly, father was awakened from a deep sleep by shouts of, "Fire! Fire!" from the street below. Quickly, father rushed to the bedroom door and to his horror found the house filled with smoke. Quickly, father directed my mother and my 2 younger sisters who were sleeping with her to flee for their lives. Mother burst into the nursery, hurriedly scooped up one of us and told the others to follow her, holding hands with the next and a human lifeline through the dense smoke. But the chain had a weak link somewhere, and in the confusion, I was left behind. I remember how strange my room looked to me, all ablaze, like a bright burning nightmare swirling all around me. In panic, I rushed into the nursery and climbed upon the chest in front of the windowsill. In the garden below, men, women, children, howling animals scurried about in terror. I tried to shout to them above the crackling flames, "Mother, Father, here I am, help me!" But the noise was too great and my little voice was too small. Then someone saw my silhouette against the flames, but no one seemed to know what to do and there was no time to find a ladder. Then suddenly another man came running toward the house and calling to the others. He braced himself against the wall below while another man climbed upon his back until he was standing on his broad shoulders. The top man stretched upwards, reaching as hard as he could. It snatched me out of the window. No sooner was I safe in his arms than the roof above the entire house, nursery and all, caved in with a tremendous crash of sparks and smoke. I clung to the stranger, crying and shaking uncontrollably. When he tried to release me into the arms of another man, I resisted until I saw that the other man was my father. And father was crying too, and I was afraid he would crush my small body in his great arms as he hugged me. And then he said, "Come, neighbors, come, let us kneel down. He has given me my wife and all my 8 children. We have now little more than Adam and Eve had when they went to housekeeping, but let the house burn. I am rich enough. And since that time, my mother has impressed upon me that such a deliverance could only mean that God must have some great destiny in store for me. From that time on, she used the greatest care to prepare me for that destiny, for that special work God had for her, Jackie. And I felt God's calling as strongly as my mother did. And since that day, I've always felt like a brand plucked from the fire, like a sword tempered by the flames and forged for the Lord to wield in his mighty right hand. And since that day, I have been prepared to cut men's souls to the quick. Praise the Lord of armies. And so, here in this room right now, we are one of three people. Regardless of our age, we may be in the window needing to be rescued. Or perhaps we have been rescued, but we climb back and we need to be rescued again, or we're prodigal, we need to be brought back into relationship with the Father. Or perhaps we're standing on someone's shoulders and we're reaching. Or perhaps we're at the bottom, and regardless of our age, our intercession, we dig into the wall and we press into things of the Lord, asking him to sustain the work that goes on beyond us. For one day, we too will lie in the ground and our work is done. Where are you? Are you in the window? Do you need to be rescued this morning? Or are you standing ready to rescue? Or are you poised at the bottom, supporting the work through your gifts and prayers? Where are you? You cannot not be in this line. Pastor, the fire burns deeply, and because of that, I care not whether you be layman or clergy. If you allow God to burn in your heart, people will come from afar and watch you burn, and the gates of hell will not prevail against him or against God.